Welcome to another edition of Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and it's a beautiful June Saturday. It is the first Saturday in June as we head into the summer months here of 2009, and it is just a pleasure to be with you to share this time, this hour, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and we are streaming live on the internet. If you cannot pick us up on your radio, the terrestrial format, if you will, we stream live on the internet. You can go to richarddugan.com. That's richarddugan, D-U-G-A-N.com. There's a huge link there on the right-hand side of the page. I made it big enough so that I could find it. And you can tune in, listen in, and you can give us a call today because we're going to be taking your calls. Because we're going to have a very special guest on the program today talking about a lot of different things. We're going to find out where she is coming from. Her name is Annie Jauer, and she is an intuitive. She's going to be sharing her insights into your world, into our world, into the world that we want to create. New paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true. I have to tell you that I have had an unbelievable week, and in a very, very positive way. During the week, I produce radio programs an hour at a time, and sometimes in two-hour blocks. I sit behind the console. I don't say a word, or at least usually I don't, and I just produce the programs. And those hours go by like minutes. I remember when I was told I was going to be doing this, thinking, oh, this is going to bite into my day. I don't know where the hours go. And I can feel the muscles in my face during these shows in a fixed smile or grin or something. I don't know what it is. I don't have a mirror, so I can't really see. And I am just having the time of my life. This week has just been extraordinary. We've had fog on the Central Coast, marine layer. We've had rain. We've had sunshine. We have sunshine today, and it's nearly 70 degrees. Beautiful. Up on the hill where I live, we have clouds. It's cool and breezy. It looks like we could get some thunderstorms up there. Wonderful. I cannot tell you that I've had a better week, except this past week has been like, Billy Crystal would say, this was my best week. It's just been extraordinary, and I'm hoping that this will continue. That's what I want. I hope that you're looking and you've started to experience some of that. Remember when you have those feelings, how that feels. And when you start to shift out of that, go back and remember, because I'm going to remember this past week and how it felt and reconnect with that. We're going to connect with Annie Jauer. She has a website, and we're going to tell you about that. Annie, welcome to the program. It's good to have you back. It has been a long time. You've actually not been on this program, but we've actually, I've had you guest on another program that we did back in Phoenix, Arizona a few years back.
Yeah, that's correct. So it has been a while.
It has been quite a while. And you're going to be taking phone calls today.
Great.
And you're going to be answering questions and hopefully giving some insight to folks. And we're going to get a little bit of a history of where you're from. And I understand, too, that you also have a book that is forthcoming that we'll talk a little bit about.
Mm-hmm,
you also have some experiences with the orbs.
Mm-hmm, yes, that's true.
And we found out about a little what orbs were from one perspective from one of our previous guests. So we'll get your take on it as we continue here on the program. I also want to let our listeners know you can call in. Our phone number here locally along the Central Coast, if you're listening on the radio, is 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the internet, you can call us toll-free nationwide, 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. And what I'm going to do, Annie, is I'm going to jump right in here and just ask you, how do you refer to yourself?
As far as professionally, I'm actually a channel. Some people prefer psychic medium to kind of use layman's term, metaphysician. But basically being a channel basically means that what I receive is what I give. And I don't candy coat. I give it just as it is. It's not my place to do that. I view myself as an instrument, and I view myself as God's instrument to relay what it is that he wants to give.
What is your background spiritually and or religiously?
Religiously, as far as, that's really a tough one, and I'll tell you why. As a child, I wasn't really taught about God. And it's not that I didn't come from a non-religious family. My father was Catholic, my mom was Protestant. But there wasn't really any specific religion in the family. But I came in always questioning, who is God? Who is God? I was always determined coming into this life, I wanted to know who God was. And so connecting as just a very young child, I can remember even being 3 years old and praying to a God that I was never really taught. So I searched throughout, even through high school, while others were doing things. I was maybe even a bit of I don't want to say a fanatic, but I just didn't want to lose God in my life. And again, this is without any teachings. And I always knew of a higher source that always felt very natural to me. And so even at the age of 8, I remember I wanted to become a nun, you see. And it was as though as I got older, I started learning about all different religions and trying to learn how they each led to God, you see. And then what I discovered as I got older is that religion, there's nothing wrong with religion, of course, as far as if it helps that person find God. And yet at the same time, you can also have God without the religion if you choose, you see, because God exists within us. It burns in us continuously. And so this is how I discovered. So I'm familiar with so many aspects of religion. When my clients come out, I respect those who come in that are Catholic, or Baptist, or Protestant. You see, it makes no difference to me because there's a respect there that I have. And yet at the same time, you know what it is that I do is I connect with God because I've learned that again, He exists within us.
We're going to be taking your phone calls here on the program, 564-1290, 805 here on the Central Coast, or 866-564-1290. We're going to be coming back with Annie Jauer. Her website is ascentofanangel.com. That's ascentofanangel.com. And for those of us who need it, we'll spell it out here later on in the program. But we'll be coming back with Annie Jauer here on AM 1290. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay with us.
Do your thoughts center on regret and resentment? Do you feel lost with all the joy drained out of your life? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're looking for a full-service contractor to build your masterpiece from the ground up,
you should know that Sampanis Construction is Santa Barbara's premier construction company.
If you're looking for a full-service contractor to transform your home,
you should know that Sampanis Construction is Santa Barbara's premier construction company.
If you're looking for a full-service contractor to spruce up your kitchen or bath,
you should know that Sampanis Construction is Santa Barbara's premier construction company. From classic Mediterranean to ultra-contemporary to residential remodels, commercial storefronts, or kitchen remodeling. Now you know that Sampanis Construction is Santa Barbara's premier construction company. For more information on how Sampanis Construction will turn your dream into a reality, call 805-682-2772. That's 805-682-2772. Or visit sampanisinc.com today.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream, and it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take All Natural Beta Prostate. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-888-678-3641. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-888-678-3641. That's 1-888-678-3641.
Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts you. It haunts me too. Yes, and I do know how you feel.
Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices. You can go to richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And you can listen to these programs after they've been broadcast or every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. live. That's Pacific time. You can listen to us streaming live on the internet, and you can also give us a call today. Annie Jauer is our guest. She's a channel. She's going to be giving you answers to your questions this afternoon at 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. You can also call us toll-free if you're listening live on the internet, 866-564-1290. Once again, Annie, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program again after quite literally years. Mm-hmm. It also has been years since I've been back to Phoenix and that part of the country, and I'm hoping honestly that it's a lot longer before I ever go back there. It's just too hot for me. I've acclimated to the Central Coast, to the ocean streams and the weather patterns, and I never want to see triple digits again if my life depended upon it.
Oh, I agree with that.
Now, you're still living back there, is that right?
No, I'm in Colorado.
You're in Colorado. Oh, you moved too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep, I did.
Well,
I actually, after that interview, was in Australia and then came back to Colorado, yep.
So you're in a nice, cool place as well. Let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about something that we were discussing just a touch on the during the break in terms of people's perspectives when hearing where someone is coming from. As I asked you, so where are you coming from spiritually and religiously? And I find it interesting that that our president is addressing an issue that hasn't been talked about publicly, openly, politically, literally for 8 or 9 years. I don't know why, it just hasn't been. And that is this rift that has been in existence for as long, if not longer. Can you give us a little insight into some of this? Let's talk a little bit about this and try to open it up. Because I think that I thought, even though I may agree or disagree with what is being said, at least it's we're talking.
Right, and that's just the thing, you know, when you look at the viewpoints of individuals, it's important, I believe, that everybody be allowed to express what it is that they feel. We're all entitled to our own opinions. And in what it is that I've been shown through spirit and through channel, is that even though we live in a time that can appear to be the scariest, it's been long in coming because there's been a great imbalance for a long time in our economy and it just with housing and all these things that have been occurring. So we do have somebody who has stepped in. And as far as what I've been shown, I'm not a political individual because of what it is that I do, and I have to maintain being neutral. But the thing of it is that I can say from what it is that I'm channeling to you now that President Obama is a high and an old soul. Being an old soul, he comes in, so he does have a lot of internal awareness, you see, and yet at the same time, he's still going to be human, just as we all are, but being an old soul will make him make some choices and some decisions that he'll have more of a stance, perhaps, of courage, you see, because these changes have to be made. Not just that, but see, some things are written before they happen, and we have to respect those things and the changes that come. So we're going to see a lot of things that bring turmoil, that can bring some frightening things. You'll hear people speaking of the year 2012 and the fears that they have, and yet we're living it right now, and mm-hmm. we're watching the changes occur. And it should be a time to be excited about these things. We're not here to worship President Obama, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But we are here to, because we hear, you know, so many say that he's the Antichrist and things like that. And oh, as humans, we want something to worship. And yet at the same time, what it is that we see occurring, we should be celebrating, you see, because the changes are finally occurring that has needed to occur for a long time. It's going to bring the balance that we need. We live in a wonderful time to be witnesses to these things. We shouldn't fear it. We should celebrate it.
You know, I find it fascinating that you put it in those terms because in the 30 years that I've been in broadcasting and the various experiences that I've had, I remember hearing similar kinds of messages during the 80s and 90s towards the political figures, both of this country and elsewhere, making all of the same, exactly the same statements. You know, you use the term Antichrist and so forth. And I'm thinking, back then I even said to myself, I want to live long enough. I want to live to 2020 or 2030 or 2040 to see some of these people who made these statements and these comments back in the 1980s and 90s proved wrong. And the reality is I didn't have to wait that long because we keep regurgitating the same fear-based dialogue every time we change the guard in the White House.
We're evolving, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Look, if we can just stop right where we are and take a look back and see how far we've come, both in forms of prejudices and of all sorts, you see,
mm-hmm.
and look where it is that we've come. We don't realize the advancements we've made. We don't realize we're human in lesson here. And where it is that we've come, again, it's a time to celebrate. It's an exciting time.
Now, you said that you were a channel.
Yes.
Who or what do you channel?
When I was 8 years old, I was actually, an angel had appeared before me. I was very young. And I remember, it's kind of comical to look back at, but I remember she made 3 visits to me, and on the last visit, I asked what her name was, and she did tell me, and it was a female energy, so all the pink and long hair, and she says her name was Arielle. And so I remember asking my father, I was so young, I said, who is Arielle? And I figured he should know, and he walked me out in the middle of the yard, and he pointed up at the roof, and he says, that's an aerial up there, and he showed me the TV antenna, you see. And I says, and I was looking at that completely confused by it. But as far as who I channel, she is one of the guides who has followed alongside of me. But we do have guides that come, that do step in also during our course here. So some guides may leave, you see, but the next guides who we also chose come in. So she is one of the guides that has resided with me. But for me, I channel spirit.
Okay.
Okay, and I work through that, again, coming into this life, searching my entire life for spirit and discovering that spirit is within me. And then that's what flows through me. Some people will say, well, they channel, you know, David or the angel Michael and things like that. I do have her that resides with me. And the angels do channel through me, but I do channel spirit.
So when you and I are chatting here on the program and we're talking about these different issues as we were just doing, was that you, Annie, or was that information, if you will, that was being channeled through you?
That was being channeled through me.
Okay.
Usually you'll notice a different, people have noticed a different twist in the voice as what they'll notice when there's the channel being made.
Let's talk a little bit about the orbs. We had an introduction into that about a year and a half ago with a gal who was on the program, Toni Elizabeth Sarah, and she has experience with these orbs, and she shared with us that perspective. People can go to the website and listen to that particular interview. I'm going to say that was probably late 2007 and into 2008. But tell me about what they are and your experience with them.
But for me personally, there are times when I do prepare for a session or a seminar, and as I begin to place myself into the channeled state, I'll see sparks that will begin to show around me, and people have taken pictures, and the orbs do appear in the pictures. Those pictures, as I begin to channel, if you can wait just for a moment, not think like a human, and think like the spirit that resides within you. So let's just take that flesh off, and all of a sudden out comes this beautiful light that's within every one of us. That's what you see. And the orbs are entities. Some are family members who come in. Some are just loved ones, you see. And these ones do come in, and I'll tell you, there was a time when there was some that would come in that were even from other realms. But as the duration goes into the channel, you'll see the pictures will be taken, but then as the pictures are taken towards the once the channel gets started, these will clear. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you won't have so many come in. Sometimes I have to wait because I go, I have too many here, you see. So I'll be in channel and I'll go, I need it just a second while the air clears to help my client understand. But when you're talking time, when you're talking about putting yourself in a meditative state of vibrational change so that the channel can come through clearly, sometimes you do have to wait for those energies to clear around you. So those are energies, you see.
With and there are some pictures on your website, ascentofanangel.com, where people can go to, I believe it's the media link, and you can see some photographs of these orbs in the photographs. And I remember when I first saw pictures like this, in addition to yours, my first thought was, those are water droplets on the lens. That just stands to reason. I know enough about photography. But the fact of the matter was, they were not. And
right.
a lot of people are going to try to dismiss them. Why are the orbs important? I mean, what is their significance for us and to us?
It depends on perhaps the individual who you're reading for. I know prior to a session, I actually saw the orb appear, and I do see them at times. They'll come in. And for me, I have to place myself into channel to know who these ones are. Sometimes they're for the person who's calling, you see. I know I did a reading where I saw an orb begin to form, and I was actually going into channel and got to see the face. And then when I went into the channel for the person, I says, there's someone here who has a red hair, a little bit wavy. And I expressed to the person what this orb looked like, and it was their son, you see. And so for me personally, that's how they can come in. But most of the time I see them linking in as I'm shown through spirit. I'll be channeling, and all of a sudden, a lot of times my phone will blink out, and then I'll have to stop. I mean, the energies are so powerful. I've gotten four different phones.
You've burned down four phones,
because,
have you?
Because what will happen is when the energies come in, and if someone calls, that may happen if they wish to link with somebody who has crossed, because that's a lot of what it is that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Those will come in, and that phone will blink. I was actually talking to somebody. It blinked us off so far that it took a couple minutes to get back for them to call back, you see.
Mm.
And that's just, it's a common thing because I'm working specifically with those energies. So there may be as a channel, and that's why you think of it as radio waves, you see, and that's why I refer to myself as more of a channel, because what channels through me is through those same types of, and that's how the name derived, because of the channeling, you see,
right.
the effects of those waves that come through me.
And you are a conscious channel, because I know, I'm aware of people who are unconscious channels.
That's correct. Yeah, and in this new energy, that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the new energy, we can be conscious now. I don't open my eyes usually when I channel because I can see a little bit more. I can open my eyes, but I do like to keep my eyes closed because I get so many pictures, you see, that flash through my mind.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. My guest is Annie Jauer. Her website is ascentofanangel.com, ascentofanangel.com. You can go there. We're also linked to her website as well. If you go to richarddugan.com, you go to the schedules page at the present time. When you go to the radio shows page, she'll be listed there at the top as of June 6, 2009, and that link goes straight to her website, and you can certainly see the pictures of the orbs, get more information about her, check out what she's all about, and you can give us a call here this afternoon at 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the internet, live streaming at richarddugan.com, you can also give us a call, 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. This is New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true. I have to say that moving here to the Santa Barbara and Central Coast areas, Annie, is certainly one of the biggest dreams that has come true for me, because I have been wanting to move. And it wasn't just because I lived in the desert, mind you. It didn't hurt, but
yeah,
it was. I there was just this... This, and it's even more than just a nagging pull to the ocean A lake wouldn't, Tahoe wouldn't have done it for me, I don't think. It had to be the rolling surf. Now, the funny thing is I ended up moving onto a coastline that faces south, whereas I'm used to thinking, oh, no, I'm on the west coast. Then the waves should be rolling in from west to east and then rolling back out to the west. But they roll north to south here on the central coast. It's a really kind of peculiar that I would choose this particular spot. But that is one of my dreams. What we try to do here is assist people in fulfilling their dreams, whatever they may be. And if that's through information that you can provide, we certainly want to do that. Again, you can call us 866-564-1290. That's toll free. Or 805-564-1290. Annie Jower is my guest. Again, her website is ascentofanangel.com. ascentofanangel.com. And we certainly would encourage you to check out the information that she has available. And you even have interviews on your website from programs that you have guested on.
Right.
And so people can go and listen to your archives as well and get a greater sense of who you are.
That's correct. Yep, that's true.
I found
it interesting also what you were saying, Richard, about, and I appreciate it so much, is that you say, you know, you start becoming positive and hang on to that feeling. That's what you're doing, is you're procreating your reality. What it is that you dreamed and what it is that you desired, you set your mind to doing something, and then all of a sudden you procreated it. And that's this new age that we live in, and that's the new energies. And not everybody's turning to that quite readily, you see, because it's hard to let go of those old things. And yet I like to see that you're doing that, you're accomplishing that, and you know, you find a sense of happiness and hanging on to that feeling, and all of a sudden you're right, that shift that kind of draws you back to where your head is back down again. You've got to work towards what it is that you turning your dreams into reality.
I certainly would like to believe that at some point I won't have to keep doing that, that it will just become second nature. And I do believe that's possible. Maybe 15 years ago, I used to tell people that I wasn't disciplined enough to do whatever it is that we were talking about. I can't even remember what it was now. But I said, I don't have the discipline to do that. And then I began taking a look at the pattern in my life from day to day, and I began to realize that, well, let's see, I'm disciplined enough that when my alarm clock goes off, I get out of bed and I start getting myself ready to go to work, and I'm disciplined enough to then head off to work and spend 8 hours a day there doing whatever it is that I do, and then at the end of that 8 hours, I leave, so I'm disciplined enough. And so I began to look at all of these things that I was already disciplined to do and realized, you're an idiot. You're lying. You are disciplined enough to do whatever it is that they were talking about because you're already doing these other things. I think that we lose sight of the fact that when someone says, well, why don't you do that? Oh, no, I can't do that because. And we realize if we really were honest and really took a look at our lives, we said, my gosh, I can, because I'm already doing little bits and pieces of that. And if I put all that together, I am doing that. So, yes, I can.
Yep, that's true. And also, if you can look at your brain and think of your brain as something that has all these little connectors all over, and if we start thinking the negative thoughts and then we're constantly putting out that negativity, you know what we're going to get? We're going to get the reality of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
If we start waking up in the morning and say, this is the first day that I'm going to begin to know in my heart that I'm going to feel something positive and that positive things are going to come, people will be shocked to learn that it can happen and they can actually change the course of their life into something more positive and more happy because of how the brain itself works, you see?
Yeah, and there's also another dynamic to that, too. We live around people who are doing things that, you know, kind of irritate us. They're like grains of sand, you know, and we want to change them. And of course, the typical response to someone who says, well, I want to change that other person, the typical response is, no, you must change yourself. But mm-hmm. here's an interesting way to help that individual who is being irritated, telling them you can change them by changing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you were walking in a tar pit and everybody around you is just full of tar, and yet somebody gave you something to constantly keep the tar and your body cleansed, and you were able to do that, and all of a sudden you don't have all this tar on you, but everybody else does. It's because you've become enlightened. You've trusted. You've allowed yourself to become enlightened. Then what happens is all these others are going to look at you and say, why are you so different? We don't have to change somebody. That's not our job, you see. But people all of a sudden will be attracted to you. They'll want to hear what it is you have to say because it's very different than what anybody else has to say. And they themselves want to. You'll find that once you make that shift and all of a sudden you're living that positive place in your life, you can be someplace, all of a sudden somebody will just come up and start talking to you. Happens all the time. And it's that energy shift that people make that they want to be a part of. So you're healing without even knowing that you're healing, you see?
Yeah. It's a phenomenal process. It's one that is almost paradoxical because it asks you to do that which you don't want to do, that you don't think you can do or that you shouldn't do. And the reality is, it is the equivalent of instead of hanging on to it and trying to mold it, you literally have to let it go, and then it will change. And that's the paradox of it all. But I guess that in the world that we have created, Annie, as individuals coming to this dimension, this world, this planet, that's what we've decided we're going to use to try to nudge ourselves back into that higher awareness state, is those paradoxes that the brain, the mind, the intellect has difficulty wrapping itself around. But the soul, the spirit, the energy has absolutely no problem wrapping around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You know, many years ago, I had a very small metaphysical shop where we had some healers in there and we had some readers. And the store was full, and this young man comes walking in, and Spirit puts a symbol above his head. And I walked over. I said, hey, can you stick around for a moment? And he was scary looking, you know. He has tattoos and bald and big jacket. And, you know, he was kind of scary, but I trusted Spirit in saying that. And so after everybody left, he's like, yeah, what did you want? And I remember Spirit saying something to him, and he said, you know, when you start your life off in a garbage can, yes, apparently when he was born, he was tossed in a garbage can and somebody found him. And so Spirit channeled to him just a few words, and the look in his face, you see? And I don't remember a lot of the channel, only what was given him, and he walked out, he came back 2-3 weeks later, he said, I got to tell you, he says, I haven't been in trouble for 3 weeks. And he looked totally different, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It touched him. Spirit touched his heart. I didn't have to try to make him change. Spirit gave him enough to say, I'm being watched. I have guides. I'm loved. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Annie Jauer is my guest, and we're accepting your phone calls at 805-564-1290. 805-564-1290 outside the area, long distance, toll free. We'll pay for the call, 866-564-1290. Speaking of children, you have a book that you're working on that's going to be coming out very soon, dealing with, and the term that's being used pretty prevalently across the board is indigo children. Some people use the term new children. Be that as it may, it's all referring to the same group of children. Can you describe who these children are, where they're coming from? I'm asking you a huge loaded question here. And where they're coming from and why they're coming.
For me, in the 80s, I kept hearing the name and what I thought was crying, and I didn't quite understand it. And then as time went on, I understood more, of course. But the children that were going to be coming would be those who would come during the magnetic shift of the Earth itself. And I have noted that some of these children do have different colors around them, their auras, compared to other auras that I've seen. People are misinterpreting who these children are. They think they're here to save the Earth. These children are ones who could have easily stood in Columbine with guns in their hands, you see? Mm-hmm. People are misinterpreting who these children are, and they're not here to necessarily save the earth from what people are considering this, but they are definitely here. Again, you'll see great imbalance that will turn to balance, and you'll see the evolving of these things. Let's go back, let's just say 25, 30 years ago, and I've been reading for 25 years. And now, so we go back, and if we sit down and we talk to our children about spirituality, if we put discussed with them things that are forms of divination, how rare would that be? And yet, look at where we live now. Children are interested in those things. They want to know about these things. They have extraordinary gifts within them. And it's very sad in some ways to see children with forms of ADD, ADHD. Not all indigo children, of course, are going to have these things. There's been great misinterpretation. They have, they're very, you can recognize them just by their, some of the impatience, how they hate to wait in line, how they, they're a bit of rebels, really. And yet some of the lessons are going to be so difficult, and others are extremely brilliant prodigals. So it's not just these highly intellectual children who are the indigo. So I hope that your listeners will understand what it is. Spirit shows me that it's a large group, and they're picked out of each area, you see. When I had an incident that happened several years ago, and there was this beautiful child, and he was very autistic and probably three. And he kept pointing up and looking, and his father loved this son. It was at a restaurant. All of a sudden, this little one caught eye of me. And you can literally speak to these ones in this sense. And he got real still, and I was saying something in my head to him, and he listened. And all of a sudden, he took his finger, and he started going up around my head from where he was. And then he would take his hand and spread it out. He saw the light above my head, you see. Mm. But his limitations was through his severe autism. So some of these children, yes, they are indigo who are autism, but some of them are also some of those kids who have great entitlements within their own families, who feel like the world owes them everything.
Mm-hmm. So, and you raised two specific elements, conditions that most children and some adults are experiencing too. As a matter of fact, the comparison has been made autism to senile dementia. In other words, the young kids are getting autism, and the elderly are getting this form of dementia that is similar in terms of the characteristics. But they don't call it autism because, well, you're 80, 90 years old, and, well, there you go. What can you tell us from the channeled perspective about these types of conditions? Because there's part of me that doesn't buy into the ADD diagnosis, that we are all created differently with different levels of ability and capacity for learning. We can all learn, but we do it in different ways. But our society has created this norm that we're supposed to fit into. If you don't fit into it, well, guess what? You get stamped ADD or whatever other category there is.
What I find very saddening is that children with ADD, ADHD, as you said, the symbol that's basically been placed on their forehead, when they drug these ones, that's quite disturbing to me, because it's as though they're going to have to find some other forms of working with these children in a completely different way. Now, I do have to say, if we get into things like that, we have to go back into before our even coming here and the contract that we sign. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I don't want those to think that when you're on the other side, before we come, we're in this mass room with all these others who are waiting to come to the earth, all excited. And do we choose certain things? Yes, we do. And that some of these things are written in the contract. But that being said, people also believe that there are pre-existing conditions, and there are some, like those who end up going with dementia. I've been shown that. For whatever reason, they have to complete their contract here, and that's a way they can do that. We don't understand when those go through forms of dementia or Alzheimer's, you see. But the thing of it is, God does. And it gives these ones time to straighten things out also, because we're not in that mindset or in that head at that point in time and what it is that individual is going through. So again, we have to not think like the human, but to think like the spirit.
To me, it is quite fascinating to have a dialogue with someone such as yourself to channel and have this kind of information come forth, just to be presented to the people that will be listening to it, whether it's the live broadcast, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time every Saturday afternoon, or at the website, richarddugan.com, where you can listen to all of the archives of the Tell Me Your Story radio programs since September 2007. Seems pretty phenomenal to me that it's been going on that long. I'm very excited about the fact that we continue moving forward, and we have some pretty incredible guests coming up in the weeks and months ahead, and we certainly hope that you will join us every Saturday, and also check out the website, and check out our guests' website, like Annie's, which is ascentofanangel.com. That's ascentofanangel.com. Annie Jower is my guest. She is a channel, and we are talking about a wide variety of different things. Annie, what is going to be the main focus of the book that you're writing regarding the Indigo Children?
Well, the book I'm actually writing is not specifically for the Indigo Children. The book that I'm writing is a book of parables. And it's actually channeled through what it is that the angels want to share. So children and adults can enjoy the book itself. It's just filled with short stories. Some are humorous, of course. Some touch the heart. And just a lot of different scenarios. And it's more for anybody.
Yeah. The concept of the parable, can you give us a little background on that?
As far as the parables themselves,
yes,
some of them are short stories, allegories, where you're reading about something specific, or so you think you are, but it touches deeper into the subconscious, and it's actually talking about something else. Okay, and that's how we learn. It's through illustrations. Even Jesus in the Bible spoke through a lot of illustrations, you see. And as humans, we learn a lot that way. And so that's how it's going to work in the completion of the stories in the book. That's actually a lot of fun.
Well, you're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us every Saturday here. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with Annie and more of your calls at 564-1290. That's 564-1290 if you're in the area, 805. If you're outside the area, 866-564-1290. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
When it's time to clean your carpets, you should know that some carpet cleaners can leave harmful toxins in your home or office. That's why Wallace Cleaning Company created the 4-step cleaning process that uses state-of-the-art equipment and environmentally safe, non-toxic solutions to clean your carpets with your satisfaction guaranteed and your safety in mind. Since 1979, Wallace Cleaning Company has been the Santa Barbara area's premier choice for quick, quiet, efficient, and safe carpet cleaning that dries in 2 hours or less. When it's time to clean your carpets at home or office, it's time to call a name you can trust at a price you can afford. It's time to call 967-1860 to talk to the pros at Wallace Cleaning Company, where no job is too big or too small. Wallace Cleaning Company, 967-1860. Learn more about the affordable 4-step cleaning process that cleans your carpets with your safety in mind.
In the news, a small boy was rescued from abuse today by a magic trick. Witnesses say a bully had the boy pinned down.
Scott was hitting Timmy pretty hard,
and I said somebody should do something.
Moments later, a street magician arrived on the scene.
Police reports state he covered the bully with his coat. What happened next is still under investigation.
The bully turned into a bunch of kittens.
The victim left the scene unharmed.
Boy, you never see that happen.
That's because it doesn't. If you see abuse or neglect, learn what you can do from American Humane at behumane.org.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes. And on that great ocean road, all the country's in our bones. All the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my very best to understand you.
Understanding, that's what we're shooting for here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices. Understanding is also achieved in a greater sense when one can understand what the other person is saying, especially if the person is speaking rather quickly. Now, you made the wonderful little comment, Annie, that that's wonderful, I'm high energy, but we also received a phone call from a wonderful woman who said, you're speaking so fast, you're like a speed demon, slow down. So here's what we're going to do. We're not going to get ridiculous here, but what we are going to do is give you her phone number. We're going to give you Annie's phone number if you'd like to get a hold of her. Now, the website again is ascentofanangel.com. Her phone number is toll-free. It's also kind of a nice added little feature there. It's 800-536-0581. Again, that's 800-536-0581 if you'd like to call Annie directly after the program and talk with her, set up an appointment, do whatever it is that you'd like to do as far as getting some clarity for yourself, getting some direction, getting some guidance in some fashion. She certainly can do that, and we encourage you to check out all of our guests. See for yourself. We don't sit here at Tell Me Your Story and say, oh, Annie, she is the end-all and be-all. Annie is just one of many who are out there assisting and helping you to help to move forward, to get unstuck if you feel like you are stuck. Or maybe you feel you're a little unstuck and you want to get stuck. I don't know. It's all up to you. But you can go to 800, the toll-free number again, 800-536-0581. The website, ascentofanangel.com. And also you can check out the website, richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And you can check out any of the programs that we've done over the last few years. There are some other interviews up there that I've done long before Tell Me Your Story came to its present form, and other things that we've done up there as well. But the content is located on your website, Annie, and on our other website, guests' websites. That's where we want you to go to get the information that you need to move forward in whatever fashion that might be. We have about 5 minutes left here on the program, Annie, and I wanted to kind of bring the program to a close by asking you a question that, now you've been channeling, well, as you said, since you were a child, basically, right?
Well, I didn't know it was really channeling. I remember talking to my mom one day and asking her who the man was that was standing next to her, and there was no man there for her to see, but it was someone who I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, you know, I've seen for a long time, but as far as being young and things coming through and misunderstood for many years, yes.
You have been doing this kind of work professionally, as you've stated, for about 25, 30 years, right?
About 25 years.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not that old now.
No, you could have started at 6.
I am a grandmother of, I'm going to have my 6th grandchild, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
But you could be doing a lot of other things. Why this? Why now?
Why it is that I do the work that I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's just out of pure love. Just the love that I have for God and the love that I have for people. And what it is that I want to see, I know what it's like, and I know I had to go through those things to understand. And because I do understand, my heart fills with compassion, and it fills with love for just people, because we're all connected. We all know each other. Every single one of us know each other. We've met each other, and I recognize you, and some recognize me. And that's the connection that we all have to the same eternal place, which is God. And that's the compassion that drives me to do what it is that I do. It's just out of love.
Do you, the question is about to leave my brain here. There are those who are psychic, and then there are those who are channels. They are intuitives. They'll use different names. From your perspective, are they all the same, or is the information that you're getting not influenced by the person who is asking the questions of you to, for guidance and so forth? Because I've heard it said that a psychic is usually going to be picking up on the energy of the individual, and so I don't want to say it's tainted or what have you, but it's influenced by the energy of the person asking those questions, saying, well, what about my love life, Annie? My energy is going to influence the response. Does that happen with a channel?
If you could picture being in a room, and it's just me and that person in physical form, and yet both angels sitting there, and then having behind them their two guides, their two angels. Behind me is my two guides. All of us in sync with one another. Do psychics read those energies? Sure. Especially if I do something where they show me things in the body itself, you know, with some of the things that may be an ailment in the body. But it works in a ball of just pure energy for me. And for others, it's up to how they have developed in their way of working with the guides. And I'm not really sure. If it doesn't feel right to the person, then it's not right. It's got to feel right in their heart.
Right.
And again, with what it is that spirit gives, they always give it with pure love, but they give truth. And sometimes the truth can be a little bit difficult to swallow, and yet at the same time, it's what we want. And that's what helps us grow, you see. And
well,
that's what can change the life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for changing our lives and helping us to grow here on the program today. And we encourage people to get in touch with you either through your website, ascentofanangel.com, or calling you directly toll-free 800-536-0581. That's 800-536-0581. We're linked to your website where your phone number is also located. If people want to go to richarddugan.com, that's D-U-G-A-N, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-D-U-G-A-N.com. And Annie, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
I ask you to stay on the line as we wrap up the program. We're going to be back next Saturday and every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, bringing you new paradigms for a new world that's giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true. We ask you to join us every Saturday. Join us on the website and check out what we have there and see what works for you. Not everything is going to work for you, but you certainly have a smorgasbord to choose from. Until next Saturday, I want to wish my parents an incredible 53rd wedding anniversary. Awesome. Just unbelievable. And I also want to say love to all. Have a great Saturday.
Little time.